What it do, everybody? It's your boy, it's TL, and welcome to As a Matter of Opinion. Long time no here, huh? Well, let's just get straight to the point. It's been a minute since we've been able to, I guess, get together, and that's all on me. But at the end of the day, it's time to rap about what everybody's rapping about, huh? I'm in the house, you in the house, hopefully. Let's talk about this Corona thing. Let's talk about why Corona, where Corona, what Corona. It's the way of the world right now, man. And when you really think about it, it's a difficult thing to think about, you know. I think about it every day when I get out, when I wake up and I get out of my bed. And I realize that I can't even walk towards my front door because I can't go outside of it. I know I'm not the only one that feels this way, and I'm not a homebody. But, you know, there's a lot of people that are. And you think about why. So let's dig into why for a second. Why Corona? Well, I don't know how many godly people we got out there that's listening to this, but why not Corona? How else is he going to get our attention? You know, when you really think about it, I'm not saying that God planted Corona to kill thousands and thousands of people, maybe millions. I'm saying everything happens for a reason. And, you know, I am a man of faith, so I do believe that, you know, God shuts things down when he wants people to understand who he is. God shuts things down when he wants to get our attention. And, you know, I'm not, again, saying that he planted the coronavirus, because I am one of those who believe that it's man-made. But at the end of the day, he had to do something to get us in order. You know what I mean? What is Corona? Well, obviously it's a virus. Obviously, it's a deadly virus that scientists can't understand. And, you know, the smartest people in the world can't get a wrap on what this thing is. But at the end of the day, it's killing people, and killing people rapidly. I think the only thing that I really want us to get an understanding about is what to do now going forward. You know, I am one of those people who on a daily basis have my, you know, reservations about a lot of stuff. I'm one who likes to be to himself sometimes. You know, I'm one who want to carry on with my family, friends, those that I have. But I am also one who sometimes, when it's given, uses my common sense. And I want to kind of reach out to those who just don't understand what this shut-in means. If you want things to get better, if you want to get back to life the way it will be, I'm not going to say the way it was, because life will never be the same again. You got to pay attention to what the people are telling you that God has put in position to tell you. And I'm not talking about the pastors by themselves. God has ordained people and given them a sense of smarts that he has not given everybody. He has put people in position to do things that you and I may not have the capabilities to do. These people have went to school. These people have went to, did studies. These people have done everything in their field to consider themselves experts at what they do. These people that I'm speaking of at this particular moment is scientists. Now, I did state earlier that everything that happens, or if I didn't state it, I'm stating it now, that everything that happens, happens because God allows it to happen. But he also puts people in place to explain those actions to those who don't understand. He also puts people in place to kind of fix those actions, if that's a good word to use. Fix, that is. I'm talking about the scientists again, and what I don't understand is why we're not paying attention and listening to these people. I happen to be a resident of Collin County. And that, for those of you who don't know, that is a subsidiary of Dallas. It resides in the city of Frisco, Texas. And with Collin County, there is a mass of misunderstanding of what's going on around us. Dallas County, Tarrant County, Denton County, and all the other counties around Texas, because Texas happens to be very huge. These counties have an understanding that for us to be able to fight this thing, we got to keep our butts in the house. Now, when all these orders and these shutdowns was put into action, I guess, Collin is the only one that came out and said that every business in Collin County is an essential business. Our people gotta work. That's how we do what we do. That's how we take care of our county, by people working. Now, it sounds a little greedy to me, though it is true, but how people gonna work if they're not alive? How are you gonna serve people if there's no one coming to your business? I look back on some of the things that I've read, some of the things that I've watched on television in the past month or so, and I'm paying attention to these people that are dying on a daily basis. And I just don't get it. I just don't understand what's so hard about staying in the house to stay alive. We are there. We are at a position in our life, or a place in our lives, to where leaving our homes may kill us, and nobody gets it. So, Corona when, Corona why, Corona what? It's here, people. And we got to take it more serious. There's people that's doing podcasts. There's people that's doing YouTube channels. There's people that's on Instagram. There's hashtag stay alive, hashtag stay safe, hashtags stay free, corona free. And all of them make sense. But how about hashtag wake up? How about one word, hashtag listen? Because social distancing, though new, though uncharacteristic of the world, is the only way that we're going to stay alive. It's scary to think that you can't even walk to the park with your child anymore without getting something that might kill you or kill them. That's just where we are in life right now. Now, I know it's difficult. I know it's hard. I know it's the worst feeling in the world. But is it really? Let's think about some of the things that you could be doing while social distancing. Well, one is you could be building a better relationship. If you don't have one, you can be building a better relationship and a closer to relationship with God. You can be seeing what it is that He has for you to do in this time of being away from everything and everyone. Secondly, you can be mending that relationship that you have with your loved ones through telephone, through video chatting. The time that you would not have if you were out in the world buying, shopping or working or out just doing you. Thirdly, it's that bonding time that you have with your family that you would not have any other time. How are we taking advantage of that? What are we going to do moving forward? Because we have children that just don't understand what's going on. Me, myself, I have four, two of which are very aware of what's going on in the world. Because they're 17 and 21. But I also have a 7-year-old and I also have a 2-year-old that does not have a clue of what's going on in the world. The 7-year-old just doesn't understand why she can't go back to school. And the 2-year-old is just the 2-year-old. But as a 44-year-old, I have to think for them. As their carekeeper, as their shelterer, as their bodyguard, I have to protect them. And how on earth might I do that? By paying attention to those people that I mentioned earlier, the scientists, the people that are telling me to keep my butt inside the house. Now, I had a little scare myself. You know, been a little sick for the past, couple of weeks. Had the type A influenza about 4 weeks ago. Had that for about 5-6 days, and then I caught type B. Been dealing with this dry cough for about, a little bit over a month and some change. And then the symptoms for the COVID-19 started surfacing. And I would not be human if I didn't tell you that it scared the dog hell out of me. It frightened me. Dry cough, had it. Chest pains, dealt with it. No fever, never caught a fever. God bless. Thank God for that. And though I still have the cough, I'm feeling way better than I have been. But that whole time that I wasn't at work, I did everything I could to practice the social distancing that was given to me to practice. Now, again, this is my very first podcast. This is my very first, time chiming in and talking to a bunch of people that I don't even know. But at the end of the day, sometimes we have to just talk. I started this podcast January of this year. And I there was not one subject that I could think about that I could start my first podcast with. And I'm beating myself up. I'm going back and forth, and I'm thinking of subjects and thinking of topics and all the stuff that's going on around the world that I could not even start talking about. I ain't understand why. You're never too late when you're on time. That makes sense. And this might not even be the perfect podcast in the world. I don't even know how many people are going to listen to this. But at the end of the day, I can guarantee you it's one of the realest. So why am I making this podcast today? Because I feel like I have to. I feel like that there's some people that's going to listen to this, that's going to understand what I'm trying to tell them, and that's going to share it to enough people to where we can get this thing right. Hashtag wake up. We are literally being given a second opportunity to do right by God. That's what he's given us. He is literally giving us a second opportunity to do right by him. And how are we going to, how do we take advantage of that second opportunity? Everybody's going to have their own answers. Some people are going to listen to this podcast and be like, well, Terry, who the hell are you? Well, Terry, who are you to say this? Or who are you to say that? To which I say, I'm just a lonely man. A lonely man, figuratively speaking. But I am one who I feel has been called, that has ignored his calling in the past. Dumb enough, that has woken up. That's who I am. And it is my job to share my mouth with the world as we speak. There's no better time than the current situation that we're in right now. So you're going to be hearing from me a lot. I don't know how long this is going to last. And I'm sure you don't either. But I can tell you one thing. I'm going to be here with you guys every step of the way. Myself, my wife, my friends. We're going to walk this ride together. We're going to walk this road together. That didn't make any sense. We're going to walk this road together. And we're going to make sure that when we get to the finish line, that we are not only corona-free, but we is as close to sin-free as we can possibly be. Because we are going to do everything we can, me, myself, my wife, and my friends. We're going to do everything we possibly can to bring people together closer to God. Because that's what he has opened up my eyes for me to do. I've had one goal since I started following Christ. And that's to bring a million plus lives to him before he brings me to him. Got to start somewhere, huh? Well, I guess somber enough, that is the podcast for today. I want to thank everybody who will listen to this thing. I want to thank Anchor for giving me the platform to, you know, share my feelings with you guys today. And I want you guys to go to Have a Gooden on YouTube. That is my YouTube channel with my lovely wife. And we'll chop it up some more there. In the meantime, I want you guys to be safe. I want you guys to be real. And I want you guys to wake up. Y'all have a good one.